As part of NHPR's series on higher education, A Matter of Degrees, we've been shining a spotlight on college courses that take unorthodox approaches to core subjects, such as the science of superheroes and how to win a beauty pageant, race, gender, culture, and U.S. national identity. Today's class examines popular media in a pretty unexpected way.
Hi, my name is Brendan Riley. I'm an associate professor of English at Columbia College Chicago, where I teach writing and media studies and literature courses. I'm most well known for Zombies in Popular Media, a January session course I've been teaching since 2007.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Well, I like the philosophical questions the best. I find that that those questions get most quickly to the things that students are concerned with. And so the zombie movies that really challenge us to think about how we react to other people and what it means to be part of a community are really useful.
If we start letting people in here, we're going to let the wrong ones in, and then I'm dead. And you know what? I don't want to die.
We're the wrong ones.
Nobody here is sick, and I intend on...
In that regard, I like Invasion of the Body Snatchers quite a bit. We'll use a Showtime movie from 2006 called Zombie Honeymoon, which is really great. The production values aren't fantastic, but the movie has a lot of meat to chew on, so to speak.
Please, I don't know what's happening, but you gotta believe me. You gotta believe me. Please.
How do I know you're not gonna kill me, Danny?
Because I love you.
I've developed a system to warn students about the vigors of the class. Basically, I have this long email that says, "Welcome to the class. Are you sure you want to take it? It's really hard." Which one of my students characterized as the go-away email. You know, I don't see it that way so much as making sure that when they get there, they know it's not just watching a movie every day and talking for a few minutes, but rather it's a semester's worth of work in 3 weeks. I like to think that zombies have hit a sort of zenith since the mid-2000s that they hadn't gotten to yet in terms of being a figure that will be perennially available in the way that vampires are. They've hit a kind of cultural zeitgeist where really anyone you talk to can tell you a couple things about how zombies work, and that's going to keep them in the conversation in a way that they haven't been before that. As to how long I'm going to teach the class, as long as I'm continuing to enjoy teaching it and there are new zombie texts to explore, I can't see myself stopping anytime soon.
Brendan Riley there, Associate Professor of English at Columbia College Chicago, discussing his course, Zombies in Popular Media.